What's up, everybody?
What's up, family, good people?
Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, our weekly podcast. I am your host, that chick Angel, also known as Angel Akita Moore. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, the other host of this podcast.
Yes, yes. I wish y'all, if y'all could see, if you're watching this on YouTube, I want you to know almost every time we start this, Marcus always points at my laptop about the volume.
Yeah, because
I want to break his finger off. I don't care.
Break it off because
time.
Then you start whining and complaining, talking about how staticky it is when you're recording.
It's not staticky. It's because you
I'm
are
I'm talking
over
about
here.
When we go back and play back through it.
Yeah, it's the
turn the volumes down. It's on your control
side. No, it's just don't be trying to lick the mic with your tongue. Just sit back, relax.
Shut up. All right.
Okay.
You're like, oh my God, look at it. Sounds.
Whatever.
I'm just going to tell you to
Anyways,
shut up.
Anyways, you can find this podcast on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify. So I hope you all are enjoying it. Actually, you might not be able to find it on SoundCloud anymore because I removed it from there. Amen. Trying to streamline things in 2020.
Social media handles, y'all can find the podcast. Is this going to cause an argument?
You skipped. No. You skipped. Oh. I know. Listen, I know you trying to be on top of it, but you see, this is where I was at. If
All
you
right.
read it,
we'll hear them get through
So we're
it.
Right here. Tell them about the podcast.
This podcast is about relationships and how this one may be failing. Hot topics, current events, self-growth, funny stories,
parenting,
all of that stuff. Any jazz, anything y'all want to talk about. Family member suggestions, you are family members. If you haven't tuned into this, if you have subscribed, if this is your first time listening, you are considered family. So make sure you know that when we refer to our family. That's who we're talking about.
Friends, you. So make sure wherever you're listening to us that you rate, you follow us, you review us. It makes us more discoverable as we grow our family. And also, when we see names pop up more and more, that's where we usually derive a lot of our content suggestions from, is when we know that you're reviewing us and talking about us and all that stuff. So thank you. Now, where he jumped to, you can find this podcast on Instagram at Is This Going to Cause an Argument. You can find me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. This podcast is also on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Tell them about yourself, husband
of
13,
get your hands off
13
my shoulders.
Years.
Y'all can find me at Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram and Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook. You can find my beard and body product at
manshit.com.
At Get Man Shit on Instagram, and you can go to the website at manshit.com. That's manshyt. It's 100% organic, natural beard and body butter. Women seem to love it too. They said it does wonders for their skin. Men, you put it on your beards and help that thing grow thick and
help that thing grow.
It grow thick and beautiful and moist, and it can get wavy if you ain't straightening it like a lot of guys are doing.
Oh, wow. Are they really?
Yeah, I mean, you see dudes with real, real straight. That's what they're doing.
I ain't never seen no dude with no real, real straight.
Oh, I
have.
I see it all the time. They like, what's it called? Hot?
Pressing it?
Yeah. I thought about doing it. See if I can shake it in the wind.
We also have some merch that should be out. We should have already shot the promotion and put that out. Some t-shirts from our line. Good dads be like. Good moms be like.
Absolutely. We got short
and
sleeve, long sleeve,
and totes.
Hoodies.
Check it out.
Yeah, you're a good father. You're a good mother. Go on, let the world know. Time to put it out there.
Yes, so you can find that on my Teespring store, That Chick Angel Teespring store.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, we have a new segment that was suggested by, again, our very good family member, Ronisha Fields. She
Come on,
suggested
Ronisha.
Two segments, and I liked both concepts. So I said, we about to use these. I said, I'm here for it. So this one is called Honorary Family Member.
Yeah.
As Marcus said a little bit ago, that we call the people that have supported us, that do support us, family members. One, because we let you in on our family. So you're part of the family. You're our internet cousins.
Absolutely.
Our internet brothers and sisters. So while we might not be able to highlight you specifically in this segment because we don't know what's happening in your life, we're going to highlight people that we're just like, we like what they're doing, and we would make them an honorary family member.
Yeah.
All right, do you have your person?
Go ahead and tell your person.
My person is someone you all have already seen on our channel before. I interviewed her for Mommy Confessions, and I think we'll probably have them on our podcast, but specifically Miss Melissa Fredericks. She's the wife of Kevin on Stage.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed her a little over a year ago when she was quitting her 9-to-5 and becoming an entrepreneur for the very first, like full-time entrepreneur for the first time. And watching her growth, y'all don't know this, but last year, at the end of 2018, I wanted to come out with a planner to sell because not a planner, a journal. I love journaling. I love writing down my ideas. I love writing to-do lists. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking on Abracadabra, which is like a website where you can source like Asian marketing places. It's like where you get like where you can get stuff for really, really cheap, right? And it just never came to fruition because I was just like, oh, how much money do I have to do? And you just never know what people are going to buy.
Right.
This woman has a planner, a journal. It's called All the Things, which I plan on purchasing. I think I might already have it by now. But she's not already a family member because she's kicking butt. She has a conference that she's doing this year. Like, she really stepped out on faith and is knocking it out of the park. So,
yeah, she's doing a lot of big things.
Yeah, I salute Mrs. Kev on stage, aka Melissa Fredericks, because she's killing it as an entrepreneur, a mom, and a wife. So, who is your honorary family member?
Waiting on all the stuff to come up.
You all are not watching, my 4-5-month-old baby is in my lap. He just finished breastfeeding. He might throw up everywhere, but that's
My honorary family member is actually somebody that I was introduced to through Angel. Mm-hmm. Pete Chapman, he's a director. Uh-huh. He's directed Angel on many different episodes of...
He did Black-ish and Atypical.
Black-ish and Atypical. He's doing Grey's Anatomy currently. The reason I honorary him as a family member is Pete, really cool people, really nice guy. And I see him and his beautiful wife. They are traveling the world right now, just living it up. And I left a comment on one of his posts that he put up last week. I was like, y'all are true goals right now.
Yeah.
But he's like I said, he's real cool people. We supposed to be hooking up. He said, yeah, once I ain't so busy, we gonna hook up, man, and get some cigars. I was just like, I'll see you in the next decade or so. But no, they're truly inspiring.
They're really great. His wife is very famous. If you all are Grey's Anatomy fans, she is one of the characters on Grey's Anatomy, one of the series regulars, and we met at a rap party. And I'm not a watcher of Grey's Anatomy. One day I think I'm going to actually sit and make that a series that I get through, because they got enough years that, you know, I love binge watching shows. But she was just so cool and excuse me, and down to earth. Not to say that there's any reason for her not to be.
Yeah,
but
it's always warming to meet people
that are known by a lot of folk, but like act like they got some sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Act like, oh, you actually some cool people, but
Pete was great to work with. And so when Marcus met him, he was like, he seems like cool people.
Yeah,
that's
like, dude is so nice. He like remembered me and everything. It's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
he's great. Invited director. Us to his birthday party and everything. We had a good time there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I like I said, I see all the stuff that he's doing on through social media, all the traveling and stuff he's doing. And he goes out scouting different locations for to direct on and the different shows that he's directing and everything. And he's like just doing really big things. So it's very inspiring. Mm-hmm. He's an inspirational person, so I wanted to honorate him as a family member.
Induct them as honorary family members. Yeah. So that is a new segment. Hope you guys like it. And if you do, you'll see it back here next month. Oh, you didn't like the segment? He's like, listen, I just got here. Why wasn't I the first one that you inducted?
Right.
All right, so here's the topic of the day. Decided to do something. We've done all these goals, and what do you want to change about yourself? Deeper things. And I said, we're going to lighten it up. Okay.
Yeah, that was the Angel's idea to go deep. Y'all know I'm the most shallow person you know.
No, you know they have started to really grow to love your insight, so you can't take that away. But they also fell in love with you for your humor. So we definitely bring in that bag.
Oh, is that what this is supposed to be?
Well, I feel like it's not that deep. So I feel like there's fun in it.
Yeah.
So I've been getting a lot of the topics for our podcast from this book that I bought that is like 3,000 questions to ask yourself. And I was like, oh, this is perfect, because it is hard to try to produce.
Yeah, to come up with a topic and especially something that you can carry and make it interesting enough for people to comment on and want to listen to.
It is difficult, especially because we're not extremely niche. Like, there are people who only do hot topics. But because we are bulk shooting, we can't always do hot topics because we are already a month ahead. I don't know what's about to happen in a month. And then we're not specifically all relationship stuff, even though we hit it. So there's certain stuff that we just don't delve into. So anyways, the question that I'm going to ask Marcus and myself is, if we were to die, who and or what would you come back as? And it's not that you you have to come back. So there's
I think you need to change the thing. It's like, if you died and you absolutely have to come back and choose something, what would you come back as?
Yeah, something, someone. I want both. I want, if it wasn't human, what would you come back as? And if you were a human and you literally had to pick up in their life.
Oh, as you know it? Because my question was going to be, the ultimate thing I would want to do is come back as myself, but have the knowledge of my previous life and be able to live in that, like live currently. It's like, but I know what moves I need to do now.
Right. No. You don't.
Like, it's just not completely cheap.
It's not a do-over, as in, if I get to, this is not like what mistakes would you fix in life because you now know.
Yeah.
This is, you see somebody else's life and you like, I'm going to take that one. And or if you don't have a specific person, would you change your gender? Would you change your nationality, your race, country of origin? Would you change?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think most African Americans would.
I think I would stay. I would definitely stay. I think I would definitely stay black.
Stay black, but African American, the American side. Would you start? Would you be African and just come here, or would you just want to be? Because that's an advantage.
Ooh, I don't. Is it?
I mean, I don't. In certain aspects, I think it might be an advantage.
Because there is something sweet.
Go ahead.
And there is something sweet about having a connection to your a country of origin, right? Where we are, most African Americans, not most, those that care, are trying to create a connection to their country of origin.
Right.
There are certain things that obviously we keep handing down, but like as far as in direct connection, we don't, like I have no idea if what people do over in Ghana is what I do here currently. Right. I'm not checking for what they're doing in Ghana. So it's more things that are handed down.
And socially, like we know, it's been a proven fact that Africans, through the eyes of other races, specifically white people, are seen as less of a threat as African Americans.
What do you mean?
So there's certain judgments that are put on African Americans versus Africans, because Africans are just seen as foreigners, the same as most other people.
Uh-huh.
However, if you see African, if someone sees an African American,
sees a black person,
a black person that's American, they're looked at as different, mainly because of all the things that we've been through in this country
versus
someone else coming to this country. So that's what I meant by like as an advantage.
That's a difficult one.
That's probably a whole different podcast. But
I would have to talk to someone that is either first generation American African or or Islander. They don't have to literally be from Africa.
I just heard so many different discussions on that whole topic of how you're viewed as being black.
You absolutely view differently.
Yeah. But do Africans that are, you know, first generation or coming over or fresh to it, do they feel the same as African Americans? Or
I think it has to be somewhat of a difference. There's similarities and differences.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
both,
Yeah, exactly. Anytime you can draw a direct connection to your heritage.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Because that's that same advantage or privilege that most other races get that particularly African Americans do not get.
Right. It's at least harder to be able.
Yeah, much harder.
Because, I mean, purposefully,
yeah,
obviously.
They've purposely removed that lineage from our history. Tried to, anyway.
Yes, exactly. So, we have digressed.
I have, completely. See how
I'm like, this was
supposed to be a
fun topic. That's what
happens because I done went deep so many times. I told you, just keep it light.
Oh, you're so silly. But no, I don't think I would change. I don't think I would. I think
I love being black.
I guess if I had to change though, I would be a white male.
Yeah, they got it made. This country was built for them.
I would absolutely be a white, and I would rocket to success. You talking about? I would be Mark Zuckerberg. Is that his name?
I'd be him 5 times. Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, one of them, any of them.
I think
Warren Buffett.
You're like one of those. I think so, to be that young, that smart, that assured. I mean, there's probably
hell,
some
Dave things. Ramsey.
Yeah, I think if I had to, of course, I'm going
to pick. This is if you had to. Like, you have to be a different race and a different sex.
If you're a different gender, Marcus, who would you be?
A different gender?
Yeah, if you had to be a different gender.
It would either be Beyonce.
Yes, you better say her.
If I had to switch races, if I didn't have to switch races, it would be Beyonce.
Absolutely. Why would you be Beyonce?
Because she's just wealthy. That chick seems like she's doing whatever she wants to, and has been that way. Yeah, hard. She's working hard, but she's working hard in something that she absolutely loves to do.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's considered working or not.
I mean, it is.
I mean, it's work, but it's a different work from what we know.
Right. I mean, it definitely helps fuel you to keep working because you enjoy doing it. Yeah.
What other woman of black of color? I just said that just because of the dollar figure.
I mean, if you want to say something because of dollar figure, I would think you would say Oprah.
Oprah, she's another one. Oprah been through a little too much for me. I think I'd rather
you
reach.
Think so?
Oprah been through. Well, she's been through enough.
What has she been through?
She been through enough.
I would definitely come back as Beyonce just because she does what I love to do.
What if you had to be a black male?
If I had to be a black male. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
I would love to feel what it's like to have that much power.
Yeah.
He had a lot of power. Granted,
he had a lot of power.
Granted,
I don't know if I want to go through all of that. He had to go through.
I mean, it was stressful. Yeah. So to whom much is given, much is required. But I'd be willing to take on the requirements.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The thought of the threat of death, all of it, just to feel what it means to be that powerful. But as a woman, I don't feel like I need it. I bring forth life. Beyonce had twins. I know I can handle that. the twins and having money to take care of them. That's...
What if you had to pick a time period?
Ooh.
Because I'm like Genghis Khan, Mansa Musa.
You want to be a conqueror as well.
Conqueror,
Ooh, if I had
and
to...
And still pick my same race? Absolutely.
If I had to pick a time period, a part of me would say
and
I would want to...
Some people
gonna
argue about that, but I've done my research.
Yeah, have you? You've done enough. A part of me would say I would want to jump into the future, but if I couldn't jump into the future, because also, I don't know, our air quality is probably going to suck even more, bless our poor children, until we have another genius come about and figure out how to filter all this air. If I had to pick a time period, maybe the 70s?
70s when all the good drugs came out.
Yeah. Get into these drugs, man.
Yeah.
Be a good hippie, you know? Because I was already born in the 80s. I experienced that. And if I'm going to remain black, even if I were white, if I go too far back, there's just too many
they
things.
They do make every single decade. No, they make every single decade seem like it has its own energy. But the 70s, every documentary you watch seems like the 70s was one long party.
Yes, don't it though?
Yeah, because that'd be the excuse. It's like, why would they build that building like that? Man, it was the 70s. Don't ask questions.
It was before AIDS really jumped on the scene.
Yeah, you could just go out there wild and do whatever you want.
Yes, you just get a little chlamydia. Just get a little gonorrhea. You know, hey, on everybody.
Go drink some stuff, get a shot, you're good.
Right. That is what I'm talking about. But everything else.
Coming out of the wars, people was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I would definitely want to be a woman, though, in the 70s. I'm not trying to be drafted now.
Yeah.
You ain't ever.
No, they was coming out of the war. You know, 60 was the. When they were trying to, 60s and the 40s was war.
Yeah.
But the 60s, that was when they was trying to, they weren't trying. They were killing everybody that was trying to better minorities.
Yeah.
Literally everybody.
See, I'm trying to figure out, I think I would want to be an adult in the 70s, though.
I ain't going back no child.
But then that makes adult. Me think that I had to then live through the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, you definitely had to live through this. But you said come back as them currently.
Yes.
So if you came back to them currently, you're living as them starting in the 70s.
Right, but no, you were saying if we had a time period to go to, so it kind of changes the topic.
So if we go to the, if we had a time period to, because when I took it as that, I thought you would be like if I was going to be Barack or who would I be? I didn't pick a current day person. You're going to find people that you know of.
I mean, unless you do vague, like I would want to be the smart white dude.
Yeah. Like, if I stayed black, it would be like probably Will Smith or something.
Oh, you would want to be in the like entertainment and motivational speaking.
He motivational speaks? Yes, I ain't heard him do no speaking.
Oh, like every time he says something, it's like some sort of some sort of inspirational.
But like, look, he was young when he started off. That dude been Jay-Z.
I would not want to be Jay-Z.
Jay-Z been through a lot.
Yeah, I would not want to have to figure out how to get out of the drug game.
Yeah, that's true. But currently, I want to be Jay-Z.
Right, right.
You said you had to be that person. Are you saying live that person's life, or you come back as that person now?
But you still experience what their life was like.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that changes things.
Yeah, you still experience. Like, I could live through what Barack lived through, not having his father, being raised by white grandparents. I'd be okay with all of that. Marrying Michelle, going to...
Yeah, I could be Will Smith.
You could, I like to trajectory.
Rapping young and got my own show young.
Yes.
Started to have my first movie young, second, third. Absolutely.
Marrying Jada.
Yeah, marrying Jada.
Yeah, that's the reason why I could definitely be Beyonce. Granted, she had a miscarriage.
You don't get to be Beyonce. You're already a black woman.
I get to come back. If I get to come back as, if I get to choose a specific person, that's the same. The person that I would ultimately choose is Beyonce. Okay? And not that I want to wear her skin. Maybe I do. No, not. Is that.
Now they watching you.
No, no, but no, truly, it's that.
That life.
It's the life of a performer, being able to perform. I love, this is the only reason why I still do stand-up comedy. It's not because I thoroughly enjoy going to stand-up clubs. I don't like that it's at night. I wish comedy shows were in the middle of the day when I'm my sharpest. But I do love the energy that you get from entertaining people. Yeah. Like, I am a 100% entertainer, and she gets to do it to the fullest, while also being a mom of a lot of kids, while also being a wife to a black man that is also fulfilling his own dreams. So there's a lot of things about her life that sounds great. I'm sure there's things.
Yeah, when you look at her on that level, because when you first asked, I was like, I don't want to be nobody else. But that's all I changed it to. You have to come back.
Yes, you have to,
as somebody else. I'm like, that's still difficult, because like, I look at what other people are doing, I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but I don't want to be them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be me experiencing what they doing.
Right. Well, you know, no. But like, once you pick up where their life is, your attributes. Your attributes.
Oh, yeah, still... it just come crashing down. Yeah, irresponsible. Like, I can hold on. I got to spend how much a month to keep all this money?
Oh, you would lose.
These drugs are going to be ridiculous. Some futuristic.
I mean, but like, I do recognize that there are some minuses to being Beyonce. She can't just go to Target. She can't just go to Ralph's.
That's what I wonder. As nice as it is to be wealthy and famous, how much of a burden is that to where you just want to go out and just do regular crap without being noticed and everybody up in your face?
You know, I don't know, but I would love to find out.
I want to find out what it's like to be that wealthy and that liked. To not be able to go out in public without getting messed with and enjoy it for a really long time.
I mean, I'm sure it probably sucks to have Julian all the time, or Julius. That's their bodyguard that goes everywhere with them. Oh, the fact that I know his name. Because he in all the pictures. Like, it's Beyonce, and then it's him, because he's always there. I know that has to probably suck, to basically have someone give their life to you.
Yeah.
But I'd be okay. I think I could get over it. I do. I think I could get over it.
Yeah, because Mr. Obama, he going to have them dudes around him for the rest of his life.
And his daughters will have them for a while, too. And I would sacrifice my children's freedom for that. No problem. Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't get to just go to a concert with your friends? Oh, well, I'm sorry. Go sulk in your Maybach. And talk to me about it later.
Yeah.
Who is, what, if you couldn't come back as a person?
And I had to come back as, an animal?
Something that is living.
Something that, so anything, like a plant, like a giant sequoia.
A plant, a bug.
Nah, I'd come back as an eagle.
Ooh, either look at an eagle you, always taking it deep. Come on, come on. Tell me why.
Freedom. That's like the ultimate level of freedom. You can pretty much go wherever you want. A golden eagle, to be specific.
Well, there are such things as golden eagles. Are you making up animals right now? No, to golden, come
back that's the one that people use to hunt, like cows and stuff with.
There's people hunting cows?
Not cows. they hunt like wolves and like deer. Like that's the diet of a golden eagle.
Okay, that was hilarious though. To hunt.
Yeah, you're in a cow. You trespassing on somebody's farm and just shooting these animals, just sitting there grazing that don't even know to run from you.
I'm like, why do you need a golden
eagle? No, I was trying to imagine something big because golden eagles like will literally like kill humans if they are hungry enough and you out there in the wilderness.
Okay.
Yeah, golden eagle. Okay. That's what I'd be come back as because it's freedom. You an apex predator, which means you have no enemies. You have nothing you need to look out for. Mm. You're just on the top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your thing.
Doing what you do.
And you get to fly. Like, you get to see the world from a perspective that nobody ever gets to see.
Yeah, that's true.
Even a pilot, they're surrounded by metal.
Yeah, you're parachuting,
you're on a constant descend. You don't get to just fly up and down freely as you want. Eventually, you got to land. Granted, eagles do too, but...
Come on with the deepness of the... you get a perspective of the world that no one else gets. Come on.
Impeccable vision. You know how far away I can see something that I'm about to kill?
You know what? I got LASIK, so... Very still similar.
Ain't that good, y'all. Already. She couldn't see the difference between silver and gold in a goddamn jury case. We had the biggest argument. We weren't even in the store. We was walking past. I was like, look at that gold watch. That silver is gold. We walked around all the way in.
White gold.
Nah, I don't care what it was. It looked like silver.
I got three animals to choose from, okay? And I'll tell you why for each of them. Potentially a shark. Because those are darn near prehistoric. You know what I'm saying? So to get to be around for a long time and just wreck.
You only get to be one shark. Hmm? You only get to be the species is prehistoric.
Yeah, one shark. But they still have a very long life. Life
expectancy. What about killer whale?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, there's the benefit that a killer whale gets to come to the surface and like see.
And eat sharks.
True.
Because I'm warning up you. I'm going to be a killer whale. You're going to be a shark.
Why are you trying to kill me? You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, I'm a predator at heart.
Let me tell you what. It don't matter what you come back as or who you come back as. I'm still your wife, okay? So you're not about to
If I get hungry, I'm going to kill and eat your ass if I'm a killer whale.
So it would be between that. You're going to
be me and my herd. Like,
hey, kill my wife. She looked delicious.
Seal's been scarce. We gone.
I would potentially come back as like, I'm not sure which cat, if I want to be a lion, the king of the jungle, or if I want to be a panther, just the sexiest cat out there. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that panthers care that they're sexy, but I feel like I, as a panther, would be like, meow, you know.
To be a leopard, a black leopard. A lot of people don't know that's what panthers are. They're just black leopards.
Okay, well, then I can say panther then if they're leopards the same thing.
Leopards, I love.
If it's the same thing, cat. Why are you correcting me?
I'm just letting you know. I need to educate.
God. Okay, I thought you were correcting me. Nah. I was like, why are you let me be what I'm coming back as. A panther. And then there would be the whole connection to the fact that black people would one day...
Make a movie about me.
No, not just that.
Oh, you would know that?
No, I'm saying...
the Black Panther?
Yeah, as a Black Panther. And not only am I an action hero.
But I'm a movement.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That the government will disband for helping black people.
Hey, listen. We can't all be important. Or I'd be peacock.
Peacock?
Yes.
Why are you going to be a peacock?
They're pretty. They're interesting looking. Granted, they can't fly, which sucks.
Grounded bird.
The grounded.
You would be my prey.
Why are you always trying to kill me?
I'm not trying to kill you. I'm just thinking of things that eagles and whales eat.
But if it wasn't, if I weren't an animal, if I were a bug, I don't want to be a roach, even though roaches will be the thing that'd be the last thing here.
Roaches I don't know. See, disgusting. Now you're talking about these things. This is just what I'm into. Did y'all know a roach can live 9 days without its head?
Ew! That's so disgusting.
And the only reason it dies is from starvation.
Oh, no.
Without its head.
What is the head doing? Is the head alive? No. Nah. Or somewhere else? The head
roaches goes? Are ground. They're just zombies. Yo, they're like the only thing that survives, like...
You really going to talk through
nuclear
this baby?
Holocaust. We got today his podcast.
We are going to pause so I can figure out what's wrong with the baby. And we are back.
Yes.
Sorry about that. He just needed a little extra nookie juice. But back to roaches eating their own heads.
I didn't say anything about them eating their heads. I said the only reason they die without their head after 9 days is from starvation.
Yes.
Only thing to like survive nuclear holocaust and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about roaches and, that's it. Yeah. Not even bacteria be surviving.
No, it's just roaches. I don't think I would want to be, I don't think I have the need to survive like that. So I guess maybe like a,
You're picking an insect?
Yeah. Like a butterfly. I feel like butterflies are beautiful. They have special meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, we've killed a lot in 2019 because they all migrated out here to California. And they were getting smashed on people's windshields.
Like trillions of butterflies flying through the sky, y'all.
And they were just dying.
Yeah. An insect, I don't know. That's a tough one.
No, rather. There's no golden insect?
I mean... It's not an insect. It's an arachnid, a spider.
You would want to come back to something.
As much as I hate, I'm not afraid. I just don't like them. All right.
The way I see you jump, it looks like you're afraid.
You ain't seen me jump.
You have. Now I'm not saying feet come off the ground, but the way your body recoils.
Because I want to see it first. If I look up and a spider is on my shoulder, yes, I'm gonna freak out. But if I see it across the room, that's something different.
Mm-hmm.
But they're poisonous. I hate spiders. It's a spawn of Satan, okay?
Exactly.
8 legs, 8 eyes. I don't understand what the need is. They're venomous. I don't understand it. Poisonous, whatever you call it. People say it's the difference between venom and poison, whatever it is.
I just want to be things that would kill me.
No, I just want to be something that
don't... killing butterflies.
Do they do? Yeah.
I see something. I see the snap story in your head.
Then let me go first next time. let me see. An insect, maybe some type of beetle.
Ah, little slow moving beetles. Are you talking about the ones that fly or the ones that walk and beat, like the dung beetles?
Nah, not no dung beetle. Maybe one of them horned beetles. I don't know.
No. They got some speed to them. They be fighting.
Yeah. Like the rhino beetle or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Something just powerful for no reason. I don't know. In New Zealand, we used to get these really, and things were massive. I don't know what kind of beetles they were. When I was a kid, I didn't see them as I got older.
Uh-huh.
But like, you could put a rock on these things and it would like walk away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's an insect or a bug. That's a hard one
I feel like nobody tries to purposefully kill
a
butterflies.
Centipede.
Ugh.
They're disgusting too, but they live a really long time.
Yeah, again, as a bug, I don't think I want to
live. You just want to get it over with? A fly. 2 weeks. That's all you get.
You talk about something that I loathe. It's a goddamn gonna fly. And so there's no way. I would be like, well, I'm going to commit suicide because I offer nothing to the people around.
You ain't got to commit suicide. Just stand still too long. Something to kill you.
Something to get me. But no, I think about butterflies mean a lot to people. They're beautiful. People like to study. I love the.
So you're going to end up at some kid, seventh grader's science project.
Right,
with a
pen
stuck through your abdomen.
No.
Alcohol just poisoning you, just stuck on the cardboard.
And what they usually do is they get to see the whole cocoon. You get
we did that in our elementary school.
Yeah, I don't know what their lifespan is, but that's fine.
It would be like a massive monarch butterfly, one of them big ones.
No, people are scared of those.
You don't want to be scary?
Why? Why would I want to be scary?
So people will leave you alone. See, don't nobody catch no monarch butterfly. But them little cute ones, them little kids be catching in nets.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at one, they running the trip in the house and falling, hurt themselves for trying to get away from my massive wingspan. You can hear my wing.
You sound like a bird. I want that. I don't want no Jurassic Park butterfly. I'm cool with, but that's the only reason why I didn't say, glowworm. What are they called? Lightning bug?
People call them fireflies.
Fireflies.
Coming from Kentucky, we call them lightning bugs.
And then, there are people who call them fireflies. You're right.
Out here they call them fireflies. They don't even have them in California. What's messed up?
I ain't seen them though in a long time.
because the bugs are ridiculous in Kentucky. All across like the Midwest, they be like spraying at night to kill them off because it's messing up people's windshields.
What do you call it? Where you're from? Is it a firefly or a lightning bug?
But I'm pretty sure it might be like a Kentucky made up.
No.
Y'all caught them at before moving there?
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. I don't. It's like this between soda and pop. I've lived there for so long, I don't know.
Yeah, some states call it different, like soda and pop.
No, just Kentucky is stupid with pop.
No, Pennsylvania calls it pop. There's a lot of different places that call it pop.
All of those places that call it pop are stupid.
Well, you're stupid.
No,
I said it for y'all, people.
No, I'm not. Peacocks are very intelligent, so I know. I'm not.
They ain't that intelligent. They ain't figured out how to fly.
They don't need to.
They got wings. What the hell you got wings for if you ain't flying?
To show off. They be stunting. Stunting for the gram, okay?
They penguins that can't swim.
You said it. But yeah, no, I want to come back as something meaningful, not just something mean. What is wrong with you?
What you mean meaningful?
Butterflies are meaningful.
What are they meaningful for? Eagles are meaningful? Meaningful?
You didn't just say an eagle. You said a golden eagle.
A golden eagle. That's very mean.
Hunting people's cows.
You know
cows.
How many mascots, school mascots I am? The golden eagles?
People would not want to be
a mascot. I feed families, okay?
Ooh, you know what I want to come back as?
What?
I don't know if they exist. But
oh, my God.
But a dragon.
Kimono dragon? No, foaming at the mouth? Just poisoning stuff?
A real dragon.
Yeah, you would never exist.
Did they never
exist? They
never existed. Not even during the dinosaur time?
No.
None of the dinosaurs could breathe fire?
No.
Are you positive?
I'm willing to put money on it.
How do the scientists know what they were
doing?
They
don't, babe. They don't. If that's the case, I'm going to come back as what's that called? Toro? Minotaur.
A half man, half horse?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I can still slap the hell out of people. And you might get a horse kick, too.
But
as long as there's woman manitars, I'm good.
I was gonna say,
you can never know, or women. I've seen videos.
Ew! I was getting ready to say, you can never satisfy yourself if you were a manitar. Like, yeah, there'd be no way to reach around.
It's always it is.
No, their arms are not that long.
No, they ain't. As long as there's a female species of a manitar, womantar, I don't know what you would call it, I'm good. That'd be the only requirement.
Well, then I could kill you because I'm a dragon and I just flame you up.
Nah, because I got a crossbow. I got a bow and arrow. I'm just going to shoot you.
You ain't going to know I'm coming. I'm going to be tiptoeing.
Okay, as a dragon.
Yeah, because I can fly.
You're going to look like X trying to get on the couch. Y'all had this pit bull. X was probably about 95 pounds. And he would try to like get up on the couch with you, but he knew he wasn't supposed to be on the couch. So he would just make eye contact with you and slowly move as if you don't feel the entire couch sinking into itself of him trying to stand on the couch.
That's who anyway, I wouldn't want to come back as. He died a painful death.
You know he didn't? Yeah, he was fighting and stuff. He's such an idiot.
No, it didn't.
He was such an idiot.
I wouldn't want to be him or Callie. Callie did not get to live a luxurious life because she made stupid choices.
Yeah. Don't make those choices and you live a luxurious life.
But yeah, I would want to come back. And so the mythical creature that you would come back as is a minotaur, really?
No, I just said we coming back. Mythical creature, let me see. I don't know. The angel.
I'm not mythical.
Your name is.
You would want to be an angel. Well, you know, angels aren't considered mythical. Not in the Bible. Angels are real.
But our religion is mythology.
True. Come on, get deep with it. Get deep. But I'm saying in the terms of Christianity, angels are real.
Okay.
So you're saying if you came back as a spiritual being, you would come back. I'm talking about mythical as in does not exist in the realm of what we believe.
Me and you believe.
Yeah. Now when I say we are the host of this. Don't make me
mythical
you.
Creature. Let me see. I have to look it up. Which ones are considered mythical? You got dragons, unicorns,
yeah,
minotaurs,
Pegasus,
just a horse with wings.
Yeah,
Pegasus would actually be pretty dope. Mythical people. Well, we just talking about creatures.
Creatures.
Okay, let me see here.
Why is there a person that you think you want to?
I don't know, one of them gods.
Okay, yeah, no, mythical creature.
let me think. Let me see. Clash of the Titans. Can I be a demigod?
You're like, no, I want to still be a person. Yeah. Be able to, no. So it sounds like Minotaur is the closest you're going to get.
I might do Pegasus. Yeah, I think I have to go roll with Pegasus.
A Pegasus, just a flying horse.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat you because I'm still a dragon. You and I can fly too. Oh, yeah.
I can't be the same thing as you. I'm trying to be different.
Would you want to be a dragon, though? Is that, if I had to say dragon, you would have jumped on dragon.
Yeah, dragons are dope.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I like dragons.
Why would you want to be a Pegasus over a unicorn?
Unicorns are lame.
Why? They got magic in them horns.
Man, don't nobody want no massive horn sticking up out my... it ain't even a weapon.
You don't know what they can use that for. They
ain't use that horn for... Why are we really going into detail on it?
I'd be that or Care Bear.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd be Care Bear.
They're not mythical.
That's not considered mythical.
No, that's a cartoon. I'm gonna be Wolverine then.
He's mythical.
Shut up. No, because Pegasus, they could be considered, they could have aggression. You know, they just ain't like this cute little, ain't no unicorn. They ain't even got, does unicorns have wings? They just have a horn. They just have the ability to fly.
Yeah, they don't need all that extra luggage.
Yeah, nah, I want the wings.
They just taking flight.
Yeah, I'm a symbol. You know, ran up on my back legs, flapping them massive wings.
Yeah, symbol.
I'd be a
of
black
what?
One, too. Power. I don't know. Something. Fly through the air, kicking people in the head. That's it's like, y'all, we got an increase of Pegasus this month. Just be careful. Watch your kids.
Like, as long as there's some female Pegasus.
As long as female Pegasus. They ain't got to be female Pegasus. As long as there's other horses.
I'm talking about for your recreational.
Yeah, that's recreational. They ain't got to fly with me. I just want to be able to get away from them when I'm done.
You see, so they don't have to be Pegasus as long as they're female horses.
Yeah. Zebras. It don't matter. I can fly giraffes. Like, y'all, that Pegasus is awful.
He's over here. The Pegasus giraffe, that would be such a horrible inbreed of not inbreed, but crossbreeding of an animal. Now, who?
Oh, no.
What?
No,
what
take it back.
What?
I'd be a griffin.
What is a griffin?
The lion, eagle, horse that can fly.
That thing is ugly.
It's beautiful.
It is terrible.
That's
looking.
What I would be.
And
I'd be a golden griffin.
Golden griffin.
The body of a, you have the weapons of a lion, the sight and flight ability of an eagle that could possibly breathe fire.
I would still kill you as a dragon.
No, you wouldn't
either. Yes, I would.
I'd wait for you to sleep. I'm a night stalker.
Yeah, so are dragons.
All right, and I hunt during the day. I'd latch onto your esophagus and wouldn't let go.
You'd be gone, and the whole town would be so happy.
They you all slow to fly. I could fly
creature.
Circles around you.
Now, who in real life, whose shoes would you absolutely not want to be in? Real life person.
It's so many.
Where you just like, I just don't want that.
You talking about whose shoes I wouldn't want to be in or just people I just wouldn't want to be, period?
Well, answer however. You just tell me how you're answering. I wouldn't want to be Charles Manson. I was just looking him up yesterday.
You wouldn't want to be short?
Yeah, he was like 5'2", guys, or 5'6". No, I just wouldn't want... You know, when you see people who have just had a life full of crime and just are crazy and they can't get right, I don't want
you're
that.
You're say I wouldn't want to be... it's a whole bunch of people.
It's not the crime that I actually have a problem with, because obviously we want to start a cartel, a drug cartel.
Yeah.
It's...
We're working on a family. We're looking for Sicarios and everything. Hit us up.
That's your skill set. It's the, like, there was a dementedness to it that I'm just like,
it's
you
dementedness
couldn't
shake it? In everybody that does crime, I always see her kills. Like, I wouldn't want to be R. Kelly or Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now,
my
Bill
God.
Cosby, he was living good to a certain point.
Never he was living good.
In his mind.
He's demented.
Yeah, he's demented. I don't know. It's a whole bunch of people.
Okay, let's take demented.
I said Genghis Khan, and he was going around killing people.
Let's take demented a lot of babies, off the table. Let's take... demented, like, of course, people who are like mistreating people and beating people and killing them. We'll
just
take
somebody,
them off the table.
Just somebody I would not want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in government right now?
You're like, don't want to be.
Let me
you.
See.
I do. My head first goes straight to government. Yeah. It does. It goes directly to government.
Because it's criminals. Let's remove that.
I wouldn't want to trade places with a teacher.
A teacher?
Yeah. So sorry, guys. Especially not an elementary school teacher or a high school teacher.
Yeah,
I got
friends that are teachers. I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
Y'all, I don't know if y'all hear that in my mic, but this baby's over here crapping up a storm.
Stop it.
He's getting out. Look at him. Oh, bless his heart. Baby. Yeah, the teachers are underpaid. Underappreciated. Bad kids.
Gotta deal with other people's kids.
Gotta deal with the parents.
There is something, like the people that I've talked to, is like there is something special about entering that world of teaching young kids, because that's like the first, other than them, like the stuff before school, but like the first form of education in elementary. You get them so young and you're molding those minds. But yeah, I remember some horrible stuff that my elementary school teachers would say that just wasn't true. I wish they were still, I don't think they probably ain't still alive.
They say.
I remember one, she said she was comparing the presidents, and mm-hmm. she was like, Abraham Lincoln was a bad president and he was poor, mm-hmm. and George Washington was a good president and he was rich.
Oh my God.
Even as a kid, I was like, that ain't true.
Oh my God. That's because they're underpaid. You get people who are underqualified.
Yeah.
I can't some be other no. stuff. Hey, I thought one of my best friends is a teacher, and I'm like,
yeah, one of my best friends is a teacher. Mm-hmm. I tell all kind, hey. She knows. It'd be like, Erica.
F them kids.
F them kids. Hell with all of them.
I call Nina and tell her that all the time. She'll be like, I can't talk. I'm in class. I'm like, F them kids. Yeah. I don't care about them. Let's talk.
I say it to Erica all the time.
Yeah, I think that's, I would not want to be any teacher in the public school system. I wouldn't want to be a judge. Really?
Yeah.
I would love it.
Pros and cons, though. I think I would like to be a judge to change some things, but there are some things that, as a judge, you know how broken the system is, and you know that there's a good chance you may be sending away somebody innocent. I don't know if I could live with that on my conscience.
Well, you're not the one, but like this, okay, it depends on what court system you're in, because mm-hmm. judges, sometimes it's a jury that convicts, not the judge.
Yeah, but you still have to see that through. If it's the jury, because the judge is still there.
Right, but he can't change what the jury says.
Exactly. Even if he's sitting there like, you idiots don't see that this is clearly opposite of what you decided on, and he can't change it.
But you could then be the judge that where there is no jury, and they decide, okay, maybe I'm not
kind of judge. Yeah.
We will let you post bail.
I'm the judge and the jury. No, because the ones we look, yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
that's mixed.
I'm here for it. You know, you all should know if you follow me that my sister is currently running for district court judge in Lexington.
She's a cold-blooded person. I'm just playing.
No, but And love the reason why she wants to be a judge is that her first interaction with the legal system was a horrible situation that happened in our family where she was in the center of it, and they just moved in such compassion with dealing with the situation that could. If they wouldn't have, it could have really changed the trajectory of her life. Mm. And yeah, she's like, the amount of influence they had in that situation and the fact that they used it in such a great way, she's like, she wants to be able to give that to someone else. So I'm like, yeah, but I'm talking about like Supreme Court justice. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Send me your appeal and me being like, nah, son, or being like, yeah, you should get a chance to do this again. You know, I'm here for it. I'm here for that. I like control. I'm not going to shy from it.
I know I'm too petty for that. I'm like, nah.
You're like, no. I don't think I would want to be a lawmaker, though. I wouldn't want to be in the Senate.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
You know why I wouldn't want to be in the Senate? It's because it is so political. It's you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, you're not going to get reelected. Yeah. Like, I could only be in the Senate if there was none of that. If it was literally, I represent the voice of the people that elected me in. What are the people saying they want me to vote for? Okay, well, that's what I have to vote for. Yeah. That's what I have to put up on the table. Not, oh, this lobbyist then gave me $4 million to fund some other thing. So now I got to vote for whatever their particular issue is that they didn't put out on the floor. So politician,
I couldn't be. But it's, I'd be terrible politician. At it. I don't know. I might be good at that. I don't know if I wouldn't be it though. But yeah, I don't know. It's so many different professions and people I would never ever want to be.
Well, name something else. What can you do?
Pick one.
You supposed to pick one. That's the point of this.
Nah, you pick one. I can give you a reason why I
couldn't
be
no gynecologist. I can't stare up into no woman's hoo-ha all day.
See, and
long.
I would be extremely judgmental on who I would pick.
To what, be patients? To
study, yeah, patients. It's like he'd be turning down patients left and right. Like, no, now them 10, they my main patients. Tell your friends about me. I'm great
at
what I do.
All these malpractices.
No, I wouldn't have any. I'd be extremely professional.
Like, you allow me to be extremely professional.
When it counted, I'd be so professional.
What do you
You'd
mean?
Like, he
when
is
it counted?
Great because I'd be professional at work.
What were you doing outside of work?
Nothing. I'm just saying, like, I'd be professional.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't be coming home telling your partner, this one.
No, it's confidential. I would never do that.
Okay.
Now, from being in that profession, I'll probably be, now you see that one right, huh?
You know, I could be a guy that I don't even.
I could be, but I'm dead serious. Like,
no, I couldn't be. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good the hygiene is, how like normal it would look. I'd be like, I don't. That's why I couldn't be an esthetician. The people who wax. Vulvas?
I could, however, it'd be very strict. It'd be very difficult to get in my in my office, but I'd be great at what I do.
Would you really?
Yeah. People would like be. Hey, I have like fill out this application. I'll tell you if I can take you as a client or not. I'd be like Jacob the Jeweler. Everybody want to come to me.
Everybody was like, "Well, I'm gonna get you waxed up real good."
Yeah.
But fill this out because I got to make sure I want to be anywhere near your stuff. Yeah, I can't be it. Like when my chick waxes me, I think to myself, "How did you end up here? How did this?
Because you paid me, and I got a bunch of other people to pay me to do the same thing to you.
Like, I mean." Granted, I can't see down there on a regular basis. I put a mirror down there, so I'm just like, "What are you seeing down there?"
She's hair that you want gone.
Hair that you want gone.
Yeah,
it's really
get it out of here.
That should be a requirement. Actually, husbands should have to be trained estheticians. If that is something a husband's request, you just said you could be an esthetician. So now why are you shaking your head at being my esthetician? Oh, so you're saying I wouldn't make it on your clientele
list?
Definitely
would make it there.
I better make it there.
This is what I'm saying. Is when you look at it as a job for...
You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
No, that ain't the case. When it comes to... Basically, because I know me being an esthetician to other people... I ain't got nothing to do with that, but I do have something to do with this. I don't want to have to make the sausage. That's a horrible analogy.
People get what
I don't want to make the pancakes. I just want to be able to eat them.
Okay.
These pancakes I can make and feed that plate to somebody else.
But you wouldn't be able to do that with me. I think it should be.
It's like doctors don't work on family members.
Some do.
Surgeons don't work on family members.
Okay. I get that. But I do think that's surgery is typically, unless it's a plastic surgery, is something that is needed.
It's needed.
Is not needed. It's actually not even good for you.
It's needed, family. You don't need that. That's prehistoric. You don't need that hair. You know, that's like wisdom teeth. You don't need them. It's from the old days. We don't use those no more.
But we never
That's why
know.
Mine's breaking up in my mouth now.
You know, but you never know. It could be a zombie apocalypse, and that's why I need my chin hairs. Or, you know, it'll be the thing that saves us. I mean,
that's just
rip
the testosterone levels.
Throw it out. Okay, family. Tell us, if you had to come back as a thing or a person, what
you absolutely
you
had to.
You cannot say I'm not coming back. I'm just
I'm gonna
going to
come
be
back
Jesus.
As me. Can't be you no more. Yes. Jesus don't want you.
You
He's
know
like,
what? That's who I wouldn't want to come back as.
No,
nah,
I wouldn't be
person.
Jesus.
I'm not being Jesus. Go on here, because ain't nobody getting saved. I'm like, Father, take this cup. Actually, I'm not taking this cup at all. I'm going to live.
He'd be like, this is what you're gonna do? No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, can't do it. Yeah, but let us know who.
Let me see, Abraham.
Abraham, who had to almost kill his son but didn't kill his son and got a bunch of chicks pregnant, including his wife, you would want to be Abraham?
Maybe Abraham. Because he, no, only for significance. He was so important.
It sounds like you got excited about getting other chicks
pregnant. I mean, anybody back in that day, it's like you had multiple wives. It's a lot.
He didn't have multiple wives. He had one wife.
One wife, multiple.
Handmaids that he was getting pregnant.
That he had to, because he had to populate. We all are descendants of Abraham.
No, his wife was like, I'll let you make a baby with her since I can't.
She couldn't have all them kids?
She couldn't have none, apparently. She was having, she was
but
struggling.
She ended up having kids.
She ended up having one.
That was God's will.
Let me tell you, if I were your Sarah, you would not have
You would have no choice
kids.
Because God would be like, hey, shut up and let him populate this world. Let me see here.
Hold maybe, on. Wait a minute. You laughed too hard and it paused us. Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, Moses?
Moses?
He went through some trials. Yeah, he went through a whole lot. He was...
I can't... I wouldn't want to be none of them biblical characters. Not one.
Yeah, it was too difficult to get here. Where we at today.
Yeah, nah. We ain't ever. Nope. Can't do it. Won't do it. No, thank
Only
you.
The bad guys was living it up. Pharaoh had a good life.
King Solomon, he was pretty dope. I don't want to be back in the biblical days. No, thank you. I want salvation. I'll take that.
I'd be one of the archangels.
That's what you said. You'd be an angel. That's what you got.
Michael. What was the other one?
Gabriel. One of them.
Yeah, one of them war angels. They was dope. Again. Get to kill people.
Like, but I'm ready to kill. Kill.
Grab
kill
the devil and whoop his ass.
Let us know in the comments or wherever you're watching or hearing this.
Somebody looked through their Bible like, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah, God was like, hey, go down there and handle that.
Angel Marcus.
Yeah. Michael was like, you sure you want me to go down? All right. You
and
said
the,
it.
The Lord began to decree. But
he swine died. He was like, I'm going to go down here and wreck shop. That's what I was here. That's what I was born to do. Made
it's
to do.
It's going
to
look like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Yeah. Blood everywhere. Just squirting out of people's throats. But yes, you guys, we actually have... Jesus. We actually have one more segment. I forgot. We have one more segment to do. But please, in the comments, answer that question. What would you be? Or who would you be if you had to come back as somebody else? We received another segment suggestion because we do comment of the day, but because we're bulk shooting, we don't have new comments as of yet. So that segment will come back when we're able to. But this segment is self-care tips, and it was recommended by Sharon Walker. Hopefully I'm saying your name right.
I'm like, was that Rashana too? Rashida?
No. Okay, you just... Renisha.
Renisha? I'm sorry, Renisha.
No, this was Sharon Walker, and somebody co-signed it. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is cool. So we'll do this every couple of podcasts. And this is self-care tips. Things that you can implement into your life that we... Not to say that we are stress-free. We're not. These are just suggestions that either that we try to do to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, things that we've either heard of or things that we do that help.
Yeah.
That we think would be, maybe you should try if you haven't tried this.
Because this is what's, like an important thing here lately is people doing self-care stuff. So one of the things that you all already know if you watch the vlog that I am now, I've been doing going strong since the twins were babies, is getting my nails and my feet done. Sometimes my feet miss it, but my nails have stayed done. It's more so came about because I am now in the house with all of these boys and my mom is here too, but my like family that is like the family that I put together, it's all boys, and I need to feel a little bit feminine. That's never been important to me before, but
it was always important to me.
Yeah, he likes it because these look good around certain areas of his body when they're done well. Okay.
Yeah. And they just look good in the house.
This is important to me, and I found a nail salon that allows me to get in and get out because I don't have a lot of time. It's not like, you know, I have friends that are able to do spa days. Spa days are a little too much for my budget, but getting a nice little, I get acrylics because I want my nails to stay looking good for at least 2 weeks. If you can, even if it's just a manicure, I feel like it's relaxing, especially when someone who's really good is over my services. I took my son to get his first pedicure at the end of 2019. That's going to be our Christmas Eve tradition. He really loved it. I've taken my husband a couple of times to get a pedicure.
I usually have an annual pedicure I get.
Yeah, he enjoys it. He's not like running to go get it done, but it's something relaxing. I don't know if it's just having someone kind of pamper you is what it is that makes it relaxing, or just the grooming part of it that's nice. But self-care tip, you can get it all done for under $50. Hell, in California, you get a manicure for $18. That's like less than the cost of dinner, a nice dinner. Get it done. What's yours?
My suggestion, I do is, I try to do it more frequently. Get out and take a ride. I particularly, you know, car, vehicle, truck, whatever. A lot of people ride bikes, but what I do, I like to sometimes just get out, take a ride with nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. Just get out away from the city, away from traffic, wherever you live at, just out away from all everything and just cruise. Just ride and enjoy that, not having anywhere to go or anything to do. Take an hour, you know, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours if you can, and just get out and just ride with nowhere to go. You're not speeding. You're not going too slow. You're just enjoying the moment.
Do you listen to music or are you
sometimes,
quiet?
A lot of times I don't. I just quiet, mm-hmm. No sound, no phone calls, don't make any phone calls. I'm just riding, just listening to the car. Maybe because I'm a car guy, I love cars, but...
Do you think you could get that? I know it will be different, but do you think you would be able to get that feeling if you had to like ride a bus or a train?
No, because the main point about it, maybe, possibly, if you like, even in that instance, I think you would have to like put on music or something to drown out the surrounding noise, everybody else, maybe even close your eyes, imagine that you're alone. But the main thing is like getting out away from everybody.
Oh, that's the important part. So you would probably take a walk over getting on a bus.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. Getting on taking a walk.
Or riding a bike.
Sitting in a park or riding a bike, yeah.
Okay.
With nowhere to go, not to exercise. You're just getting on the bike, pedaling at a nice, don't hit any hills, find a flat road and just enjoy that.
Kind of zone out.
Yeah.
All right, so let us know if this is anything that you all do or if you end up trying it, hit us up and let us know. Obviously, we'll be back next week because that's what we're doing this year. So make sure you come back. As always, you can follow this podcast at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument on Instagram. You can follow me, That Chick Angel, on all platforms. And you can watch this podcast as well as our vlogs and other content on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Tell them where you can
find me. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and on Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book. As well as you can find my 100% natural beard and body butter on Instagram at Get Man Shit, and you can find it on the website at manshit.com. That's manshyt.
And hopefully Get Man Shit will actually be up and thriving because he couldn't log in as of today.
No. The website I can.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Instagram.
Yeah,
Instagram. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't get to it. Hopefully y'all can.
It's either one post. So hopefully
you got three.
I got
three posts up there.
Yeah, you wanna put them more if we can get in there.
Yeah.
All right guys, we'll talk to y'all later. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.